on 8 lines up from the bottom. Truknin is chayovim bechalo.
Chayovim bechalo. If you truknin, or it's chayiv bechalo. Some say, so the more bechiyosi rov and omrav yechinen, truknin, the grain says the gersa should also be chayovim minachalo. You also chayiv if you eat chalo. You chayiv chalo if you eat this type of a dough. For the Gemara, my truknin, what is truknin? What's the shayla here? If it's called bread or not? The halacha is by chal, the Torah says if you eat lechem, you have to take off chal, which is the dough. When you make a normal chal, is when you take dough, flour, and water and make it together and make a lisha, make a thick dough, from the dough you're supposed to take off some chal. Now this type of a dough is chayiv. So more, what is it? Omer Abaye, kuvadarya. It's a kuvadarya. Rashi said that means you baked it in the on the floor of the tanner. And that time the kira used to be like in the ground, used to be like a ditch, and used to put a fire inside it. So they used to have like a hole in the floor, and this dough would be baked in there. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi kuvadarya. Oise mokum chalal bikira. They used to make like a hole on the floor of the kira, of that type of a tanner. Their oven, they put inside this whole water and flour, just like we make in a frying pan. Now the shaila here is, we'll soon see later, that right away on this type of a bread, you did not make a moitzi lechem in oritz. Metchilu, you only make a borer minei mezoinis. Now there's two ways to learn what the chesaron here is. One way to learn is that it was a very light type of a mixture. It was water and flour, a lot of water. Usually dough is called a thick dough. That means it's water and flour, and there's a lot of flour mixed in. That it need, you can knead it. It becomes into a thick dough. That type of a dough is chayiv b'chala. Let's say you make like cake dough. Cake dough is a very, it's watery. It's not, you can't knead it. It's a lot of moisture with it. So such a dough, it itself is not chayiv b'chala. It depends of late if you bake it or not. If you bake it later, the baking later makes it into challah. That's what we're talking about here. It was only water and flour just thrown together. But since you baked it in the kuvadarya, it was baked in the oven, it's called it was baked. So the baking gives it a shem challah. That's the chiddush here. Even though, as far as the dough goes, it was too watery the dough. It's not chayiv challah, but if you bake it later, it has a chiyuv challah. It's called pas. But we'll soon say this type of a pas, metchila, you only make a borer minei mezoinis. Because it's not a derech to be kavei yisud on this type of a pas. There's a new halacha of Hilchos Brachos. When do you make a moitzi on bread? On bread that's a derech to be kavei yisud on it. Normal bread. Let's say you have like a pretzel. Our type of a pretzel is all the mice, that's our cakes. All our cake, a chocolate cake, a sponge cake, we make a borer minei mezoinis on it. But if you kavei yisud on it, then you make a moitzi. If you would have your whole suda just from a big cake, you would have to make a moitzi on it. Because really, it is lechem. It has the same bread to it. No, it's not a derech to be kaveya sudi. You don't sit down and eat that for your meal. You don't make a moitzi on it. To make a moitzi, it has to be two things. It has to have a same lechem, and it's a derech to be kaveya sudi on it. So that's the truktin, that it's called lechem.
So
since
wash,
it was,
you have to wash for it too?
Yeah, only if you kaveya sudi on it. If you're not kaveya sudi, you don't have to. Like, we eat our cake, we're not kaveya sudi on it, we don't have to wash. You just make a moitzi, just make a burn in mezoinis. But here, since it was baked in the oven, it has a shem lechem to it, that it's chayiv and challah. The mashal, our cake is also chayiv and challah. If you would make a big enough cake, a 5 pound cake, and use 5 pounds of flour, you'd also have to take off challah. So here, this trukman has a shem challah, has a shem lechem. About the bracha, we'll soon see here what bracha you make on it. That's trukman. Right? The Yomar Abaya. Trisa. That's another type of a dough. This is p'tura min achala. Here already a potter min achala is not called bread. For the Gemara, my trisa, what is this trisa? Ika diyamri gevil martach. Gevil martach, Rashi said, that's noistin kemach umayim v'kli. You put just flour and water together in a kli. Or b'ichshin v'kaf. You mix it up with a spoon. There is vital. It's very watery. It does never comes to a form of dough. V'shoivchim ala kira kishines g'nesekis. You just throw it on top of the kira. That's not even called a ma'isafiyah. Like it comes mamish like a matzah, but you know, like a wafer, I should say rather. It's like a long wafer. There's the bladder. The dough itself wasn't a dough. It was just water and flour mixed together, a very watery substance. and then you just threw it out on the kira, so it never even got a shame lechem, not even called baked. So you don't have a mile of baking, it doesn't get a shame bread. Therefore, you put them in a chal. That's the first pshat. That's gevil matich. It's like water with flour, that you just threw it on top of the oven to be cooked there like. Vika di amri, some say, nahama dahandika. Some say, what is this trisa that's put them in a chala? That's nahama dahandika. So Drashi, what's that nahama dahandika? Drashi betzek, that this is a real dough. Shoifen bishvud, how do you bake it? On a spit, on the shvud. O moishchen oisei tomet b'shemen, to say that you throw shemen oil around it. Oy b'mei beitzim b'shemen, or else on mei beitzim b'shemen. Or else you use mei beitzim and shemen, you put around the dough. So here, you have to say, even though it was a good dough, it's not called baked. This is not the way you bake bread. You don't bake it on a shvud, on a spit, and around it you keep on putting shemen kesed, you keep on putting other things. That's not the way you do it. So also this is potter minachal. Namadhanika. Vika diyamri, some say, what is this trisa that's potter? That's lechem osi lekutach. That's lechem that's made lekutach. So Drashi lechem os lekutach means ein oifen oisoi. You do not bake it betaner ela bechama. No, you just put it in the chama. You just leave it in the sun. So also, it is not called baked. And as far as the blad of the dough itself is not a real good dough. So if it's not baked, it doesn't get a shem lechem. Therefore, these type of doughs are potem in achal. For the Gemara Astiro of Otanya Chai Bechala, we learn about this last thing by Kutach, it is Chai Bechala, and the Gemara Hossam Kirtoni Taima, there it's different, the Yudu Aimer, Maiseh Mochichin Aleh. It depends how you make this dough. How does it look? Osin Kovin, if you make it very thin, Kovin means little thick, that means you make it look like a bread, then Chayovin. Kilamudim, if you make it very, very thin, like thin matzah, then peturim, it's potter min ha-chala. Trashi kovin, arucha umukutfefes. Because you had a real good dough, you like kneaded it, and you worked it over, kuglus kiyoyis, like good cake. Nois, goli daitin lechem osi. Goli das, you want to use it for lechem. And some of us should learn in Rashi, then the pshat is, you did not put it just in the chama, in the sun, but you put it in the tanner. If you put this dough in the tanner was baked, then it's called a lechem. Mashenkin kilamudim, mikin esorim, like thin pieces of wood. The alma, shlehik padalavi sosim, he didn't make it like a dough. But the gmasish ninibamoid cotton, oisle lamudim, luchin labar, shayan lechlesi. So you didn't make it to make it into bread, and it wasn't baked in the oven, it was only like baked in the sun. So such a thing doesn't get a shem lechem, a melech pturim minachal. Omalei Abai, Rabbi Yosef, Hai Kuva de Arya, Mai Mevorchin Alavayu. That was the first Gemara you had. That was this Trupnin that we hold this Chayim Bechala, which we said that was water and flour mixed together, very, very watery, but it had the Mila that you put it in a hole in the oven that it got baked, it came out like a piece of bread. A Koponim was baked. So before we said it's Chayim Bechala, now the Shalom is what bracha do you make on it? My Mavorchan Aleveyu, or Malay, me, Sarvat Nahamahu, do you hold this is called bread? The first you mean, is this called bread that people are Kaveya Sudur on it? Guvla Bialmu, it's some mixture. It was just water and flour mixed together with a spoon. You never made it into a thick dough to give it a real shame bread that people are Kaveya Sudur on it. So since it's like Guvla Bialmu, like cake, therefore, Guvla Bialmu, Mavorchin Aleveyu, Baramine Mazonis. You only have to make a Baramine Mazonis. Even though it was flour and water, what we're saying, and it was baked, but this type of a baking, this type of a dough, of a bread, since the dough was not a thick dough, it was a very watery dough, it's a different type of a bread that people are not today sudur on it, like our cake, like sponge cake. Therefore, you want to make a burning mezonos. Avazati Gemara, Mazutra kovas sudur sayu alavai, but Mazutra, he sat down to eat his bread for his ikas sudur, he was kaveya sudur on it, then the locher is, Baruch alavai hamaiti lechem in oret, v'sholos brachas. Like we said before, you are chayv and chala in this truptin, so the pshat is, it has a shame lechem to it. Since it was baked in the oven normal, it looked like a piece of bread, it has a shame bread. Just you only make a boroni mezainis, because people are not kaveya sudur on it. But if you are kaveya sudam, then you have to wash and make a moitzi and bench on it. And this will be the same halacha by our cakes. By a cake, bemisin, it was baked in the oven, so it has a shame bread on it. Now the reason why we make a baroni mezonis is because it's not a derech to be kaveya suda on cake. You're kaveya suda on bread, not on cake. But lo yitzuya, you are kaveya suda, which is a very big shir. You have mamash have to eat a dat's your whole supper. A big suda has to be only from cake. Then you have to wash before you eat it, and you have to bench.
You should know this is called lechem, and you yotzi din matzah with it. My timer, lechem ayin karinim beit. This is called lechem. As far as the din lechem goes, you yotzi.
Ah, you're not kaveh yisudir on it. The pshat is for yotzi matzah, you don't need this all lechem that you kaveh yisudir. The Torah calls it lechem ayin. It's lav daska, the bread that everybody's kaveh yisudir on it. Like matzah, even if you're not kaveh yisudir the whole year, you're still yotzi matzah on Pesach. But that's called lechem ayin. So this type of a truppin, this type of a matzah, you'd be yaitza mitzvah matzah with it.
Right, okay.
So it doesn't rise.
Okay. Yeah, but still, the shalom is, though, it's not called lechem, you don't make a mitzvah because you're not kaveh yisudir on it. So you have to say, for matzah, you do not need a type of a matzah that you're kaveh yisudir on it. It's enough to have lechem ayin. There's another chsaron here. You see the brach here, you want to make as a burning mezainis. On our matzah, we make a mitzvah right away. Because the matzah, the derech to be kaveh yisudir on it. But here, this truktim is, they write, it's like a wafer on a wafer, not kaveh yisudir. So you only make a burning mezainis. Still, we say you eat today matzah. Alright, the other pshat is when you eat it Pesach by night, you walk kaveh yisudir on it. The other pshat is that when you eat it off matzah, Pesach by night, fakir, that's the whole matzah. So you are being kaveh yisudir on it, so that gives it a shame lechem also. Right, the yom ma baravashi, hai dubsha de tamri. If you go and eat honey that came out of dates, what bracha do you make on honey? Mevorchen alavayu shahakol niyeb dvoroi. On honey that comes out of dates, you only have to make a shakol. My timer, why is it different l'chura than wine we had? Or shemen zayis, even though it comes out of the pre, you make a bar priates. And here we're saying you only make a shakol. And the gemara is zeya b'yalmu. The juice that comes out of tamarim dates is called zeya b'yalma. That's not the ikav tree, it's called like sweat. It's just called like water coming out of the pre, you only make a shakol. And this is the locha by all other fruits. Any juice that comes out of fruits, you only make a shakol. So Rashi, zeya b'yalmu, v'yena pri l'vorach ol bar priates. The honey that comes out of the dates is not called a pri. You don't make a bar priates. Hey, the pri is the dates. The water that comes out is tam water, you make a shakel. So the Gemara command, who's the hold like? Who's the Rashi Paskin like? Ki hai tan. We'll see it's a machlokes. The tanan. The vash tomorrow. If you have this honey that came out of dates, the yayin tapuchim. And also you have apple juice. Yayin means like juice that came out of apples. The chaymet safunis. That's this unripe grapes. You got like chaymet, like vinegar. That came out of unripe grapes. Trashi chaymet safunis. Sufaya novim, unripe grapes. Shame is bashtum alomis, they never become ripe. The yaisam yem chaymet, you don't make wine, you make chaymet, type of vinegar comes out of it. Is aloch v'shar meperis, shel truma, and the any other meperis that the fruits were fruits of truma. You had an apple, a pear, any type of fruits that was truma, and now you squash that truma and got the juice out of it. What din does the juice have? Does the juice have a kedusha truma? If you eat it, you chayit to pay back a chaymish, or doesn't it have truma anymore? Rebbeleze holds if you drink the juice that came out of an apple, shel truma, the juice also has a shame free on it, and blives like you're eating a truma, and you have to pay a keren v'chaymish. Drashi mechayiv keren v'chaymish l'sheisim emenu b'shegig. If somebody drinks this apple juice b'shegig, since it was apples of truma, the juice also has a din truma on it. We have Yeshua Paita. Yeshua says no. That since it's only the juice of the apple, it doesn't have a din of the apple anymore. It has no din truma on it. You only you potter. Trash of Yeshua poiter. Why? The zeya b'yalmu. The juice that's coming out of this apple is not called by truma itself. It's called zeya b'yalmu. The ain shame truma chalalov. You don't have a shame truma on it. The ain lechopri hanitin lamashke. Which type of a pri do we say that the ikra of the pri is the juice? So the juice that comes out of the fruit is still considered like the fruit. Elo zeisam v'yanovim. Only olives and grapes that we had before. Why bulvat? V'hainu kamar b'ravashi. And the svar we said before is because the ikar of the olive is to get the juice out of it, to get the shemen out of it. And the ikar of the grape is to get the wine out of the grapes. So here we say the wine and the oil is considered the pre, like the pre.
Mashenkin, all other fruits, the ikar of the fruit is to eat the apple the way it is, to eat the orange the way it is. When you squeeze it and get the juice, that's not the ikar pri. You didn't plant it for that, and therefore it's called zeyah b'yam. It's a new svara. It's called like sweat. It doesn't have a shem pri anymore. So we paskin like of Yeshua. That holds your potter for truma is the pshat that the water coming out of the pri is not called like the pri. Therefore, for Hilkos brachis, what bracha do you make? A shakel near the varay. It's not called the pri anymore. You want to make a shakel. The same. That's a shaila about that. It's the same halacha. Amalei Yehu Marabon and Larova. Trima Mahu. What's the halacha about Trima? Zoti Gemara. It means what bracha do you make on Trima? So we'll see. So the Marle Heve Adaita the Rova my Kamale. His Rova didn't know what he's asking the shaila. He didn't know what you meant. What is Trima? The nice Trima means fruits or apple, anything that you squashed up. So Shavuot, if you squash up an apple, need a squashed apple, does it still retain its bracha bar creates? Or since it's squashed up, does it lose its bracha? That's the Shavuot. But first, Rava didn't know what you meant. What is treatment? So Rava didn't know what you're asking. My Kamale. So tomorrow, Yosef Ravina came to Rava. So Ravina sat in front of Rava. Omale. So he told him, the Shumshimi Kamrit, are you asking Shavuot about Shumshimi or Sesame? Oy, the Kurtimi. Trashi, it's Karkum, Saffron. Or kamrit, or the purtsni kamrit, or you're talking about type of grapes. Rashi ketishes anovim, chopping up grapes. His law says the teira chatzani mayim lasus temit. You want to make also vinegar? You take the shells and pits of the grapes and you add water to it. So he asked that over these things. Are you asking me about grapes or about sesame or about saffron? So the Mara the Hochi, if he said these three things, Hochi, ask the Rava Ladaite. Now Rava woke up and understood what the Shaila was. Omale Chashulta Vade Kamata. Yozicha asking me a Shaila about Chashulta. What's Chashulta? So Rashi, Omale Rava Chashulta Kamrit. Meteich Divi Ravina. So when Rava heard over Ravina say these three words, Haven Rava is a Shaila. Omale Dava Mo'uch Shalti. He asked me something that's squashed. Has he had a fruit? An apple or a pear, and you squashed it up. Now, what bracha do you make on it? K'may be'ya chashuta, squashed eggs, the shechita schulin. That's what he asked him. What's the halacha? So the Gemara of Yadrachta Milsa and Rava remembered now. Hod yom Ravasi, what Ravasi said over. What Ravasi say over? Hi tamri shel truma. If you have tamarim, that was truma. And halacha of truma is you're dafka supposed to eat it, and you can't stam be mafs to truma. You're not allowed to stam throw it away. It's a mitzvah to eat it. You're allowed to squash up the dates and eat it squashed up. So what do you see? Even though you squashed it up, it's still called a pre. You weren't mavatlet from truma. So if it's like hilchos brachos, you should also still make a mori priates. But if you want to go make beer out of it, beer is not called a pre anymore. I'm all you make beer from dates. So if you take the dates and soak in water to make beer, that's not called the pri anymore. So that's also to do from truma. Because that's called you be mevatel, the pri, it's not a pri anymore, you're making beer, that you're not allowed to do. But just to take the dates and squash it down, that you are allowed to do. So you see, squash dates is still considered a date, therefore the bracha would be a bar priates. So the bar bihilkasa, tamri, if you have dates, if you have dinu trima and you squashed it up, the barachino le bar priates. My timer, the Messiah coming to me cover. It's still called a pre. Since it's still nicker, it's still getel, this is just a squashed up a date, therefore you still make a bird pre-ates. Trashi, mutlatas mem trima, sheinu masida, amu be milse koiv, chivon the hoch, yum, vrochle bird pre-ates. Now, lalocha, it's a machoikas for showing them exactly how much trima is. Some Rishonim trima just means squashed up a little bit, but Ravadi could still tell it came from a date. It's still nicker the date is there. That's why you make a bar priates. Mashenkin, you put it into the blender. Or they say by applesauce, where you blend it up, that your mamish can't tell it came from apples anymore, then you only make a shak on the dvarim. Hey, that's not our sugya. And some Rishonim learn no. Our sugya is talking about even if you squashed it up so much that you can't even tell it came from that fruit, still you make a bar priates. L'may salacha, usually it's either one of two brachas you make, you are yoytzim, but you're more as mashmi, you should make a shakel in such a case. In a case where like applesauce, that there's no pieces of apples there, you can't tell that this came from an apple, then you make a shakel in Yibdvorim. As I was told, you were only talking about where you squashed it up, but there are pieces in it. So you can still tell this was a squash date. Then it still retains its halacha of a bar priates. But where it's squashed up so much that you can't tell it, then you want to make a shakel. So the more shtisa. Shtisa that Rashi, Michael, new type of a food, ha'osu mikemach klois, from roasted wheat, shenesiyavshu batana boit shashibolom lechim, and you put it into water. As you added water and this wheat. It's the type of a drink. Is shtisa. Rava mashakul yibdvorot. Since you're drinking it now, you only have to make a shakel. Shmulama boromini mezoinis. No, since it's cooked wheat, you make a boromini mezoinis, you have to make a boromini mezoinis. So the more Rav Chizda b'le trigger is no machlekes. Hobi ovo. If it's still thick, that's not drinkable, then avad it still retains a loch of a boromini mezoinis. Hobi rak, it's very soft, and it's drinkable, then you make a shakel. Trash ovo. So the more, what's the hezbo? Ovo, if it's thick, then lachila avdi, it's meant to eat. And if you're eating, the icky eating here is wheat, you make a burning mezainis, it's cooked wheat. Rakav, it's very soft, then the refuah ka'avdilo. It's meant for refuah. Now, the nice refuah is really lavdavki, the icky is only meant to drink. And about, you're only drinking it when you drink, even though it's from the chamesh saminim, you always only make a shakel. That's why if you have beer made from wheat, on schnapps that's made from wheat, even though the icky is the wheat, we always make a shakel. Because if it's in a drinkable form right now, you make a shakel. Even though filchas chametz moshlitz and isa deraisa to drink a schnapps that comes from wheat on Pesach, because since it comes out of wheat, it has a lot of wheat on it, so it's chametz. But I call upon filchas broches, if it's drinkable, we always make a shakel. Mar says if it's drinkable, then that's called the refuah kavdila. Mar moser Rav Yosef, the shovin on filchas Shabbos sheberes nesashtus, you allow to mix up this type of wheat and water together b'shabbos b'shoysen, and you allow to drink it. So the question is about if it's refuah. You're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. And what in zaysim ha-mitzri, you also allowed to drink the special type of olives, the drink that comes from Mitzrayim. But the more of these, that refuah come achaven. If you say now that you shoysen, you drink it when it's liquidy, it ikar is meant for refuah. Is there refuah b'shabbos mishori? Is a mutter to take this type of refuah on Shabbos? Is that a kasha? Even though it's refu, it's still a tzmuta. The klal is like this, even though you take something for refu, but if it's an oichel that briyim, a healthy person, takes it or drinks it, it's muta to do on Shabbos. Like if somebody has a terrible sore throat and he wants to take a hot tea to heal it, it's muta on Shabbos. Even though your kavana is refu, but since healthy people also drink tea, it's muta. Tanan. Call the oichlim. Oichalot mafu b'shabbos. Any oichal that a normal healthy person eats it also, you're allowed to take it now, even though your whole kavanah is for refuah. The call a mashkin shoyse. All type of mashkin. So, mel, it's not shver. That's why it's mutter the shtisa. Since some healthy people also drink it, so therefore, even though you're taking it for refuah, it's mutter on Shabbos. Elamayis lachlameima. Gavra lachilu kamachavin. That what people take it, eat it. It's an edible food, and therefore it's mutter to take it on Shabbos. Lishnachrina, elamayis lachlameima, gavra lachilu kamechavin. The person when he takes it now is called he's eating it. Or refuah meiluk heavy, and the refuah comes also at this fog. You take a hot tea on Shabbos, you're drinking tea. You get a refuah also, but since tea is a normal drink that normal people drink it, it's not called you're taking medicine. It's called you're taking an oichel, and the refuah meiluk comes. That's mutter. When you eat the shtisa, it is a food, a drink that healthy people also drink. So it's mutter to take on Shabbos. The refuah may look heavy. The refuah comes by itself. So we need Rav's chiddush here that even though it's for refuah, still you make a bracha on it. If on the hilcha Shabbos have a mina lachilu kamechavin or refuah may look heavy, I would say hilcha Shabbos, you're allowed to take such a medicine, because since healthy people eat this food, it's considered you're eating food, and the refuah comes by itself. Aval hocha b'ashen kein by hilchos brachis, kivon l'chilu refuah kamechavin. Now that you have this sore throat, and your whole kavana taken the shtisa is only for refuah, you're not interested in eating it right now. You're only interested in getting refuah for it, so true hilchos Shabbos is mutter to take it. But what about a bracha? I would think lema bracha leklal. I would think maybe you want to make a bracha at all, because since you're not taking it for the purpose of an achila, you're only taking it for the purpose of refuah. Maybe that's not called an achila. It's kamash mlon the chiddush here kivon disleya nominei boy bruchi, like we had before. Even though you're taking medicine, but since you have a nor from it, you're mechuyev to make a bracha. So this food, since it's an edible food and you have a nor from it, even though your whole kavanah is only for refuah, still you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? That's only if it's a thick thing that to eat it, you make a baroni mezainis here. If it's a drink, then you only make a shakel. That's negat. Let's see the bottom of this last Tosfos, halfway down. So he says, the chiva the masani minei boy bruchi. So Tosfos, mikol mokum la yivorech el shakel. You only make a shakel on this drink. Kivin shein osi lesoi. When you're drinking, it's not made to fill you up. Kiyim lishter. It's only made to drink. V'im kein kol dover sheish by mechameshes aminim. Any type of a drink, even if it has malt in there, it has type of wheat in there. V'yenu osi lesoi. It's not meant to fill you up. Kiyim lishter. You're only drinking it. Kagoyin sheicha like beer. O kiyotzeboi mevorach shakel. Still, you make a shakel. Because a beer, you're drinking it now, you make a shakel near the vorei. So in beer and schnapps, even though the eek ingredient is the wheat, still you only make a shakel. That's what we pass it. Right. Shall I pass away now moitzi lechem in earth? That's the nusach ha-brocha. In the Mishnah you make ha-moitzi with the hay. Tell the rabbonin. Ma-wayme, what's the real brocha by in pass? Ha-moitzi lechem in earth. That's the brocha. We have that's not the Tanakama. We have nechem yoyme, no, you say moitzi lechem in earth. Not ha-moitzi, no moitzi. What's the shaila? Amar Rava. The moitzi, if you'd only say moitzi, kuli yalma lepligi, that you would be yoitz, that's a good bracha, the apik mashma, it's mashma that Hashem already took it out. And that's the bracha of ha-moitzi lechem, that Hashem already took out the wheat from the ground that we're making it. The chziv, kel moitzi mi mitrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of mitrayim. So you see, moitzi means he already took us out. So then if you'd make a moitzi, that would zikha be good. Ki pligi, what's the chiddush of the Tanakhama? Is Bahamoitzi. The Shaila is, can you also make a brach of Hamoitzi Lechem? Rabbonin Savri Hamoitzi the Afik Mashma. Even Hamoitzi also doesn't mean Hashem is going to take it out, but Hamoitzi also means that Hashem already took it out. So you could say Hamoitzi Lechem, Hashem already took this Lechem, this Chitim out of the ground. Dechziv, it says Hamoitzi Lechem Mayim Mitzurach Lomish, because Baruch Hu took out the water, Mitzurach Lomish, that the water was already taken out. So you see, Hamoitzi also means taken out already. Reb Nechem Yisava, no. Ha-moitzi demafik mashma. Ha-moitzi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out. Shenema, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that Ha-moitzi yeschem etach asilas Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this to Moshe when he was still in Mitzrayim by Paro. He said, Lord, I'm going to take Klai Yisrael out. Ha-moitzi, see, Ha-moitzi means I will take out. So that's the Nechem Yisdin, that Ha-moitzi, if you make Ha-moitzi lechem in earth, you're not yet to the bracha. Because Ha-moitzi means Hashem will take out. That's not a shvach on bread you have here, that Hashem already, he made the wheat already. Well, Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do in Allah, we hold? Ha-hu ha-chi ka-malu, kuchu brichu li-yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loshen of Ha-moitzi yeschem, he told Christ like this. Kad ma-fikna l'chu, you should know, when I do take you out of Mitzrayim, when the all the nisim, avidna l'chu milsal, make tremendous nisim, by tzias Mitzrayim, ki hecha di adisu, di anohu, di afiktus yichoy Mitzrayim. That you should know that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. There'll be so many nisim, everyone will be marked and say, zek heli ben veil. Dechsev yedatim, everybody will know, ki ani Hashem l'keichem, ha-moitzi, etzkem etzach Mitzrayim. That I was the one who took you out. That's what Hashem meant. Right. Hashem was just saying that when I will take you out, I'll make such nisim that you will know that I was the one that already took you out. Even though Hashem is saying this before he took us out, he passed the lashon of Ha-moitzi. So that's the shayla of machlokes Rav Nachman and the Rabbonin. Could you be yaitzi with Ha-moitzi or davki have to say moitzi lechem? So tomorrow, ma'isa mishtabchim le Rabbonin Rav Zeira. The Rabbonin told Rav Zeira, but Meshabeach Rav Zeira about a grace at tzaddik, as Rav Bar Rav Zvi. Achvod Reb Shimon, he was the brother of Reb Shimon, by Reb Zvid, the Yodim Godlu. Oboki Bebrochus, they told Reb Zeru, this grace of Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Bar Zvid is a grace of Talmud Chochem, and Uchas Brochus. Omal Hev, so Reb Zvid, Reb Zeru told him, Abizoi, Lekashiyobl Yodchem, when he comes to visit you, Heviyul Yodhi, bring it to me, let me see how great he is, I'll learn Lachas Ramin. Let me tell you, Mabchina. Zimnin Chode came once, Ikla Lagade, that they brought Rabbi Bar Zvid, to Reb Zeira, Afiko Lerifta, he gave out bread. He wanted to see what broch he's going to make on the bread. He gave us the bread to eat. Postach v'yama moitzi, he made moitzi lechem in earth, not ha moitzi. He said moitzi. That's all he said. Omas Reb Zeira said, Zel shayim olav dadam godlu. That's what you say. He's a grace of mensch. Oboki bebrochisu. Vishleim miyama ha moitzi. If he would have said ha moitzi, Ashminan taimo, Ashminan dehilchos akrabonim. We would hear Atam, but Rashi what Pirusha the Kro to Mashafrut Lamadu Purusha, he would tell us a Hezbur that Ha Moitzi also means that Hashem already took out, And it would also let us know the halachus k'rabbanan, that you could be yaitzi by saying ha-maitzi lechem. Rashi Bashmin halach rabbanan, the ha-maitzi diapiku, that ha-maitzi means that Hashem already took out. Elo diyom ha-maitzi, but now that you said maitzi, maiki mashmon, what's the big kiddush? Anybody could say maitzi, it's called everybody yaitzi. Zot marinach nami, vaitzis he knew. V'iyu diyoved, why, how come he said like this? How come he only said maitzi? La-puke nashme pukte. The pshat was he didn't know the kolor maskoni, he didn't know kolor halacha, who the whole life. What to do? The best answer is to say, Moitzi, you're to grant everybody.
All right, turn up.